All the great sages then glorified Lord Sri Krishna, who was present there, by confidential hymns. Then all of them returned to their respective hermitages, bearing always Lord Krishna within their hearts. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The devotees of the Lord are always in the heart of the Lord, and the Lord is always in the hearts of the devotees. That is the sweet relation between the Lord and his devotees. Due to unalloyed love and devotion for the Lord, the devotees always see him within themselves. And the Lord also, although he has nothing to do and nothing to aspire to, is always busy in attending to the welfare of his devotees. For the ordinary living beings, the law of nature is there for all actions and reactions. But he is always anxious to put his devotees on the right path. The devotees, therefore, are under the direct care of the Lord, and the Lord also voluntarily puts himself under the care of his devotees only. So all the sages, headed by Vyasadeva, were devotees of the Lord, and therefore they chanted the Vedic hymns after the funeral ceremony just to please the Lord, who was present there personally. All the Vedic hymns are chanted to please Lord Krishna. This is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15. All the Vedas, Upanishads, Vedanta, etc. are seeking him only, and all hymns are for glorifying him only. The sages, therefore, performed the exact acts suitable for the purpose, and they happily departed for their respective hermitages.